Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbeisai. Chayim Salvavit Shara Kniya Perek Vav. Okay. This perek again is discussing the various conducts. How does kniya express itself? Kniya or anava, how does it express itself? Halacha lemaisa in one's actions. Again, we have to remember that kniya primarily is not about what you do. Kniya is primarily where you are inside, feeling humbled before Hashem. But he's talking about how does it manifest outwardly? What are the outward expressions? How should a person with kniya conduct himself? So, again, to recap, to be true to our habits, one was to constantly be contemplating and reinforcing your sense of Hashem and the vast difference between you and Him and the privilege of Him relating to you. Number two was to apply yourself intensely to understand the Chiyuvei HaTorah. It's part of the Kniya. If you appreciate how immense it is that Hashem is interested in your service, you show your reverence for it by applying yourself intensely to understand what He wants from you. Number three, we said, was Ma'avir Midosav, letting things go by. I don't consider myself so great as to consider an offense to me a terrible, terrible sin. And number four, he kind of mixed number four with number three. So I just want to sort them out a little bit. Number four was a separate point, but he ended up tying it back to Ma'avir Midosav. But that point was, number four was speaking positively of people, thinking positively of people, not looking down on people, not speaking down on people, not speaking in a derogatory way about people. Why is this anava? We understand why this is anava, because again, very often, lashon hara comes from a sense of feeling superior, or it can come from not feeling superior, feeling inferior, but wanting to feel superior. Either it's expressing a sense of superiority, or it's expressing a desire for superiority. Whatever the case is, when a person is an anav, so he does not need to find the faults in other people. When he's nichna, when he is aware of his own smallness, right? So he doesn't need to be highlighting to himself or to others why this person is not so great, what's wrong with that person, which is really about just making myself feel good about the fact that I'm better than them. So yes, a person with kniya will be viewing people positively, will be speaking of people positively, and then it tied back to Ma'avir Midosav, also relating to them forgiving. Okay. We're going to continue in the middle of this, paragraph. Nemal Echad Me'al Chassidim. It said about one of the Chassidim, one of the great people of old, She'aval al Levelas Kelev Masrachas Moed. They passed by a half-decomposed corpse of a dog, which was emitting a very bad odor. Vamalei Talmidim. And his Talmidim said, Kama masrachas nevela zois. Look how odious this nevela is. Omalehem. So he said, Kama levanim shineha. Look how beautiful and white its teeth are. Venishatu al mashi sipur bignusa, and that made them, kind of feel ashamed that how they had to say that negative thing. Now we want to stress something. According to all opinions, there is no issur lashon hara about even a live dog, and certainly when we're talking about a dead dog, we do not have a becherem akadmonim that you're not allowed to say lashon hara about dead people. There's nothing halachically wrong with putting down a dead dog, right? But what's the issue here? The issue here was that he was coming and saying, there's a certain, put it this way, it's more fun to put things down, to denigrate things, and to speak positively about things. You see how people much more naturally tend to do that. It can come from a few different places, but in a large sense, it also makes a person feel more intelligent. When he can note the faults, you know, when he can see what the problem is with this, what the problem is with that. Yeah, it's a very naive, tmimistic, a simple person just thinks everything is right. If you're sharper, if you're more on the ball, you know how to note the faults, right? So this, he's saying, also is a certain aspect of gaiva. It really has to be analyzed because there is this sense. Naturally, it's more fun, even just, it's more fun to complain about the food in yeshiva than to say when it's good. It's just more fun, right? Just more fun to talk negatively about whatever it is. It's a midah and a nefesh. And therefore, again, we're not talking about lashon hara here, right? But what we're talking about is, he's saying, why do you need to be that person? Why do you need to be that person? He here is relating it to gaiva. That it's, again, just maintaining the fact that I'm superior to whatever's going on around me. There are other aspects to it. Rabbi Nayina, when he talks about katz misapri lashon hara, so with all the different arba kitas that he talks about katz misapri lashon hara, he talks about the levels of the various things, shakronim, leitzim, and chanupa, and bali lashon hara. So he talks about all these four categories. He presents a number of levels, going from the worst to more subtle. In all these different things, once you're talking about the more subtle levels, we're not talking about isur. We're not talking about isur. But he's kind of turning it into avoid the worst things, because that's mamish averis. It goes further and further, pagamim in midas. But then, and aim for a more refined level. And when he's talking about lashon hara, he talks about talking b'derech kavod. Talking in a dignified way, talking in a more elevated way, not having to be the one who's going to express whatever is wrong or whatever is disgusting at what's going on around. It's about putting yourself in a higher place. Now, this might actually sound contradictory because I'm saying that it's gaiva, it stems from gaiva. Often it stems from gaiva to be pointing out the faults, right? And now I'm saying put yourself into a higher place by constantly keeping yourself in a pure zone of speech. It's not a stira. I won't bother explaining why. Figure it out yourself. It's not a stira. It's not a stira. But this is the point that's being made here. That's why people complaining about going on and on. Yeah. You have to be, obviously, you have to be aware of what's going on around you. Now, this is important. Everything we're saying here is inside the box of, you have to be able to identify wrong. There's no question about that. Now, you can't be the type of person who, you can't be, it's true that you can't be the type of person that everything is fine, everything is good. You don't have to be able to identify wrong. You still want to resist making that into a midah of your nefesh, making it into a midah that controls you. So that's why, for example, have people who are constantly going on and on about, let's say, remember in the good old days of Obama, okay, going on and on about him all the time, complaining. I don't have a problem with that. I'm not a fan. I also like Trump better, even though I didn't have a very high opinion of him either. People all of a sudden he turned into mamish like a chassid alien once he became the president. Yeah, because of the good things he did, but he say that. But whatever it is, you know, on and on and on, harping on Obama. Fine. There's no solution around that. But it's again that need in the nefesh of having to be the one who's complaining, having to be the one who's finding the fault. It's not that I'm trying to defend him. No interest at all in defending him. But fine, you know it. Don't Don't have your mouth there all the time. Don't have your mind there all the time. Have your mind in higher, more elevated places. This is very interesting. I had a friend in Mir, a Bachur who I very, very much looked up to. Kind of like, I call him a friend. Actually, Vilma is a Rebbe of mine. This was a Chavrusa I had, 2 years older than me, who I very, very much admired. One thing that was so amazing about him was, like I said before, there's a certain instinctive tendency to show your intelligence by noting the problems, right? A sharp guy, a naive person, just sees everything good. The sharp guy sees all the problems. This fellow was a guy, right? He was one of these guys. He had to come from Panovich to Mir. I met up with him in Mir. He was from the glorious days of Panovich. He was from Panovich in his prime. This was a guy who knew all of Nashim Naziki when I met him as a Bachar. Mamash with Rishayim and Achrayim. And he was a guy. But this person showed an even higher level of intelligence to be able to just confidently say how everything is great. Right? You always heard him talking in such glowing terms about whatever was going on in the yeshiva. You can get an impression of a naive person. Well, this actually was, for me, it was such an enlightening experience of how that's the next level. You have the naive level where people think that everything is purple. Everything is pink, right? Then you have the level of the sharper people, which was where I think most of us tend to get stuck, where, no, I see through things and I see the faults. This person showed that there's even a higher level. That was for me, that it was mamish, a very live experience. I call it a shimush tamid chachamim. Of an even higher level of being capable to just confidently, yes, see good things. To confidently, yes, see this is great, that's great, the cook is great, the food is great. He said it with such a confidence and with such a radiance that you couldn't help but admire it as a higher level of intelligence. So this is what he's saying here. We're not talking about being naive. And you do have to be aware. It's very, very important. We're in a time of a lot of hashkafic haziness. Everything, all values are being confused and warped. You certainly do have to have a clear sense of what's right and what's wrong. And you also have to make sure that your family knows. You have to be very, very clear about it. Still, don't turn yourself into a kvetch. Don't make that the ongoing topic. Make it clear. But the ongoing things should be the great things that there are around you. The great things that there are in Klal Yisrael. The great things that there are in the Frum community. And also, it's much more fun to complain about all the problems in the community, all the problems with the Moistis, all the problems with the Askanim, right? It's much more fun. You feel much more intelligent when you can really define the problems and get to the root of them. But again, don't be there all the time. Might be true. What beautiful things are there in the Frum community? Right? What great things are going on in Klal Yisrael today? It's challenging because those are not the things that dominate the headlines. But there's a lot of it. It's just much more on the Rishus HaYochid level. But if you're living in a Frum community, you're exposed to it. Don't be caught up with the current of the complaining. Don't be a Talmud of the media, not even the Frum media. So therefore, we come back to, yes, you see a dog, everybody understands, everybody smells it, everybody, you don't have to go and express it. Be in a purer place. Be in a more elevated place. Be in a cleaner place. So they said, since it is unbecoming to talk about how bad smelling a dead dog is, so certainly when it comes to a live person, and since there's a maila, and even being able to note the beautiful white teeth of a dead dog, of a dog's carcass, certainly it's a good midah to be able to be mishabeach the good things that you see around you. And again, that's much less heard, it's much less dominant. To look around and see what greatness is there. Now, I want to stress this. People take this to seeing the good in everybody. What do people automatically jump to? This means to see the good in, I won't give examples, but to see the good in the wrong people, right? And that's what seeing the positive means. It means being able to see, you ever notice the paradox? People are complaining bitterly about the righteous people, about all their faults, which might be true. They might be faults, right? But they're seeing the good in all the wrong people. Start by setting the wrong people aside, just setting them aside, being Mesiach Das, and seeing the good in the good people. It's a very choshev exercise. Exercise to study the good in the good people and to express it. Yeah, and to sit down at the Shabbos table and talk about some wonderful things going on in the community. Talk about the milus of this rub, of that person, etc. What's that?
Sure.
It's true. You have to be careful. You know, but you know what? We're talking about trying to train certain things in the family. But yeah, do it b'seichel. It's true. That's right. We have to note that. It's a point la'aloch. You have to be careful that you're not doing this in front of the wrong person, because you have one of those intelligent people listening to you, and they'll point out, if you would know what I know. That's right. That's right. Once you hear, if you would know what I know, you say, I'm happy I don't. Okay. Fine. We'll stop here for this week. The Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai.
Thank you.